You know, this is the time of the year when many people have a few more extra holidays than normal. They get off for a little while over the Christmas period, and they're able to do things that they maybe wouldn't normally do. And one of the things that people may do at this time of the year, they might watch a wee bit more television. I hear people saying, you know, what's on the TV at Christmas? Well, I can tell you in three words, what's on the TV this Christmas? Rubbish and repeats. That's what's on. So that's how it is. Now, you know, I've noticed that when you come to the repeats, some of the films that have been shown quite a number of times. That's what they do. They show films over and over again. A few years back, for about 5 or 6 years or maybe more in succession, they showed that film, The Guns of Navarone. And it's a wartime story, The Guns of Navarone. And then, of course, there's the old favorite of Bing Crosby, you know, A White Christmas. And then another one was The Great Escape, and they've repeated that time and time again. Don't be thinking that I spent my time watching these films. Don't want you to think that, because I don't. But I noticed a few weeks back that they showed a film called E.T. Do you remember it? E.T. My, this spaceship, it appears near an American town, and a queer-looking alien creature appears and makes friends with a little boy from the town. And the alien is a long, green kind of creature with a big head and two big eyes. He often reminds me, when I look at E.T., of an overgrown leek with a piece of plaster seen stuck on the top of him and two Smarties for his eyes. Now, having said all that, I want to tell you this. I don't believe in aliens. I don't believe in aliens. You may have a different opinion, and that's fine. There's no problem there. But I don't believe in aliens because I believe that this planet Earth is the only planet that has life on it. They've spent billions of pounds sending rockets and all the rest to other planets to try to find life, and they haven't found it. Because God made man in his own image. He made Adam and he put him on the earth in a garden called Eden. And we read in the scripture that Adam is the first man. That's how he's referred to, as the first man. And of course Adam fell and Adam sinned. And then God sent a second man to the fight, the Bible says, because when we come in to the New Testament, it says that he sent a second man, and that was his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we read nowhere else of God sending or putting men on any of the other planets that there are in the universe. My, the first Adam failed and lost everything, and God sent the second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, to reclaim and to redeem all that the first Adam had lost. But you know, supposing just for a moment that there were aliens, and one of them came to Earth at this particular time of the year, what would they say? What would they think? What would they say? They would see towns and cities decorated with bright shining lights and a big Christmas tree in the middle of the town. They would see people rushing about doing their shopping. They would see people out singing carols. They would see children going to parties. They would see people getting together in their own homes and their families, and all these things are going on, and they would see the towns filled with cars and traffic and all the rest of it, and that's what they would see. And I'm sure if they knew nothing about this earth, they might say this, what's it all about? What's it all about? My dear friends, that's the question. What's Christmas all about? For some people, it may be about feasting, being intoxicated, over-intoxicated, making an excuse to do things that maybe they would better not to do. It's about so many things. But what is the real meaning of this season? And I want to try in a few moments to try to answer that question. Maybe you've come in here this afternoon a bit skeptical of Christianity. You have your own thoughts about religion and all the rest of it. And when you look across the world, maybe I don't blame you. But let's think for a moment of what Christmas is all about, because we have lost the real meaning and the real significance of what this season is all about. And dear friends, it's all about the birth of God's Son. It's all about the coming of the Son of God into the world to be our Savior. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's about God's love for you and me. It's about God's grace in sending His Son. The Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And as we celebrate Christmas and as we come to this carol service tonight, we're celebrating the coming of the Son of God into the world to be our Savior. You know, when we think about His birth, we've been hearing in these readings today the story of His birth. My, the proclamation of the birth. When a baby is born, my, the news is proclaimed far and near. Telephone calls are made. Emails are sent. Friends are informed. Families let know. My, when the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world, God sent the news through an angel. God sent an angel to tell us of the birth of His Son. My, an angel came from heaven, and He said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. My, this was not only good news for the Jewish people, it was good news for all people. And that's what the message of Christmas is proclaiming, that the Son of God came into the world to be our Savior. Well, as we read this story that we saw in the readings today, we see not only the proclamation and the announcement of the birth, but the jubilation at the birth. Because He says, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. When a baby's born, it's a time of joy, time of thanksgiving, time of great joy and rejoicing. And when God's Son came into this world, my, it was a time of joy and rejoicing, because God not only sent an angel to tell us the news of the birth, He sent a choir of angels, a choir. My, a multitude of the heavenly host. I believe there was a multitude who came praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. They were praising God for the birth of the child. And when a child is born, it's time to praise God, because every child is a gift from God. All these little ones here today, they're gifts from God. But this choir of angels was praising God for sending His Son into the world. They were praising God for the birth of His Son. We see not only the announcement, the proclamation of the birth and the jubilation, we see the explanation of this birth in verse 11. My, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. My dear friends, God sent a Son into the world to be the Savior of the world. That's why there's joy and rejoicing. When we talk about the world, we're talking about the world of people. Way back there in Eden's garden, Sin entered into the world. And because of Adam's sin, my men and women were born in sin. We have all sinned. And the fact of the matter is this. It doesn't matter who we are today, what background we come from. It doesn't matter what IQ we have or who our parentage was. The fact of the matter is this. We all need a Savior. Because we've all sinned. We've all sinned. I remember going on holiday one year and one of these guys come around trying to get you to buy, you know, holidays. And I spent a little time with him in his office. Turned out he was a dear Roman Catholic from down south. And then he asked me what my job was, what sort of profession I had. And I told him I was a minister. And, you know, his eyes sort of always stirred out. Thought maybe a two heads or something like that. But he made reference to the fact that I was better than he was. And I said, listen, Michael, will I tell you something? See, when you were born a Roman Catholic. See, when I was born a Protestant. I says, God looks on the both of us just as human beings. He doesn't see us like that. He doesn't see us like that. I says, Michael, you and I are no different. We were born in sin and we both need a Savior. Doesn't matter who you are here tonight. I needed a Savior. And that's why God sent his Son. That's why Jesus came into the world. He didn't come to set a good example. He didn't come to start a new world order. He came to be the Savior. And to be the Savior, he had to die. He had to go to the cross. He had to go to Calvary. And he loved us so much that he died for us on yonder tree at Calvary. He shed his precious blood to pay the price of sin. Mrs. Alexander wrote in that hymn, there was none other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. So he came to the cradle to be the Savior. He went to the cross in order to be the Savior. And he rose again to be the Savior. And the Son of God has come. And that's why Jesus came. He came to be the Savior of all those who would put their trust in him. See, the congregation the news was for. It was for all people. Dear friends, this is good news for all people. People in Peru, people in Syria and Iraq, people all over the world. My dear friends, the gospel is good news. The religious man needs a Savior tonight because his religion cannot save him. The worldly man needs a Savior because the world cannot meet his need in eternity. The rich man needs a Savior because wealth cannot buy him salvation. The rebellious man needs a Savior because his life is heading for the rocks of destruction. And you need a Savior because you cannot save yourself, and nobody else apart from Jesus can do that. Dear friends, the good news is that there's a Savior for all people. A Savior has come. Bless his name. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The angelic messenger from heaven is pointing out who the Savior is. Christ the Lord. We live in a world where men have many saviors. Men and women believe in many different kinds of gods. God is pointing out that there's only one true Savior who can save people from their sins. And he is the eternal Son of God, the blessed Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sure that many of us have watched the news these past weeks and months about the migrants who are coming from Syria and Iraq and these war-torn areas of the world. And they're paying all the money they have and they're sailing from Turkey, across the sea into Greece, and hoping to find protection and a new life in the West. And some of them are coming in little dinghy boats and other sorts of boats which are full, maybe three times people on those dinghies that should be on them, crammed in like sardines and crossing over those miles of sea to try to find a new life and trying to find deliverance from the tyranny that they've come from. You know, I saw the other night one of those rubber dinghies, and there was babies on it, and there was young people on it, and there was mothers and fathers on it, and there was grandmothers and grandfathers on it, and there was disabled people on it, people with their wheelchairs. And you know, it was slowly sinking. It was slowly sinking. You could see it getting lower and lower. And then the rescue boats came. And they came to rescue them. And you could see them handing those little babies over to the men on the rescue boats. And then eventually them all getting in and being transferred to a bigger ship. Those rescue boats, those people on the rescue boats, they came to save those people from going down into the depths of the sea, going down into the depths and losing their life. My dear friends, a Savior has come. You and me, we're going down into the depths. And someday, if we're not saved, we'll go down into the depths and be lost. But thank God a Savior has come. A Savior has come. God loves you, and God so loved you that He sent His Son, His only Son, to be your Savior. To be your Savior. And that's what Christmas is all about. It's all about a Savior. Savior, who's able to save you, who's able to meet you, whoever you are. I don't know you tonight, but I'm telling you and I can guarantee that He's able to meet your need. He wants to save your soul if you'll only come to Him. You're looking at a happy Christmas? My dear friends, the happiest Christmas, the best Christmas you could have is to let the Savior come in. When He came, Mary came and was about to give birth, it says that there was no room for them in the inn. Make sure you make room for Him tonight in your heart. Let Him into your heart and bring Him in to be your Savior. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And He's here tonight. And He's here because He loves you. And He wants you to come and trust Him. May God bless His word tonight. And may God speak to all our hearts.